And thank you to all of you who are here today behind me in the crowds that have been in this building advocating, not just today, but for the past year, to ensure that we do everything that we can as a state to protect our workers. Now, as chair of the Assembly Committee on Labor and Employment, I am here in support of this important measure that will solidify basic protections and essential rights for workers in this state. Workers drive our economy. Their labor allows companies to thrive, grow, and gain profit. And we must never forget that. It is the work of labor, it is your work that is putting money in their pockets. And you deserve the dignity of work. You deserve the dignity of the protections of the state of California. Now, our employment laws guarantee that in exchange for performing work, a worker is entitled to core employment rights, such as payment of at least the minimum wage, freedom from workplace harassment or discrimination, and unemployment insurance in the event of job loss. And guess what? If the employer doesn't give you that, the taxpayer ends up paying for that. That's all of us. So we're basically allowing these corporations to profit, yet we subsidize the poverty they are creating. AB 5 addresses worker misclassification by codifying the ABC test established in the Dynamex case, as was referred to. Now, this case is critically important for the labor movement and for all Californians, because once and for all, it attacks the pervasive issue of misclassification. Misclassification that is designed to empower the employers that profit and to take away the rights of the workers. And so, look, I represent San Jose.
Yes, you do.
That's the capital of Silicon Valley. Who else is from San Jose? Anyone else? I got my people here. And I'll tell you this. I believe in innovation. And innovation does a lot of things to make our lives a lot better. But using a software platform to get around basic rights for workers and their protections is not disruption, it's deception.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing, speaking as a lawyer now for a moment, that if there are efforts to undermine Dynamex, whether it be carving out certain industries, whether it be undermining the unity of the labor movement, I'll just say this. Every time you do that, it weakens Dynamex and puts it up for legal challenge. And I say that because this is the time that we must all stay united more than ever, because for the first time in a long time, the courts have actually given the labor movement something that supports the labor movement. And we know we haven't seen that lately. We definitely aren't gonna be seeing that from Washington, D.C. So we have the opportunity to move together and make sure that all workers are protected. And we do that by codifying Dynamex, by making sure that workers' rights apply to all workers. And if we do that, we have the opportunity to send a message, not just to all Californians, but to the entire nation. And you better believe the entire country is watching what's happening today. They want to know if the labor movement in California is alive. Is the labor movement alive? They want to know if the legislators support workers. They want to know if the legislators support workers. So, are we going to demand that legislators support workers?
Yes!
So, by being here today, we are standing up, not just for yourselves, but for millions of California workers today and into the future, to make sure that employers that profit off of you protect you and protect your rights, and that the state has the ability to make sure that they pay if they don't protect you.
Amen.
So, I want to end by saying no one wants to take away anyone's flexibility. AB 5 does nothing to take away flexibility. Of course, that's what's being used by some of these companies to try to make it seem like somehow the legislature is taking your freedom away. It's the opposite. right now, under the current system under which so many work in the gig economy and beyond, your freedom is already being taken away. Your rights are being taken away. What AB 5 is going to do is make sure that your rights cannot be taken away, to make sure that we don't just rely on a court case, but we actually have the backing of the entire state of California, its legislature, its governor, to make sure your rights will never be taken away. So we're going to make sure that we stand for AB 5 and ultimately that we do whatever we can to make sure that we get more workers protected by unions, represented by unions in the state of California, because ultimately that's how we're going to increase our quality of life in the state, and that's how we're going to make sure that workers are protected. So thank you.